Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 11 of Galatians chapter 2. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. For prior to the coming of some men from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he began to withdraw and separate himself, fearing those from the circumcision. The rest of the Jews joined him in hypocrisy, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in the presence of all, "If you, being a Jew, live like the Gentiles and not like the Jews, how is it that you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? We are Jews by nature, and not sinners from the Gentiles. Nevertheless, knowing that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, so that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, since by works of the law no flesh will be justified."
When people argue, they can say harsh words, create turmoil, and cause emotional pain. But there's hope. Our beliefs can positively influence how we respond in conflict. Consider God's sovereignty, for example. If you believe the scriptures proclaiming God's rule over nature, government, and mankind, then you know that nothing in heaven or on earth is hidden from Him or outside of His control. This means that our Heavenly Father, who has promised to protect those of us who are believers, knows when people verbally attack us. Nothing can touch us apart from His permissive will. His sovereign control also gives Him the power to work with our pain and turn it into something beneficial. We have hope because His will cannot be thwarted, even in bad circumstances. When we believe in the Lord's sovereign rule, our perspective on conflict changes. Instead of responding with fear, anger, or resentment, we turn to Him for guidance. Fighting is inevitable in our fallen world. When it's our fault, we're to apologize. When others are responsible, we may have to confront them. But regardless of the circumstances, we're called to forgive without exception. And we can, because God is in control. As Christ's ambassadors, the way we respond matters.